today on The Travel Guys.
In the travel news, better Wi-Fi connections are coming to cruise ships, and another hotel chain tightens its cancellation policies.
If you're active on social media, you'll want to catch Caroline Costello from SmarterTravel.com at 3:15. She has ideas for ways to get points, miles, and all sorts of goodies just for posting and tweeting and the like.
Well, Gwen Duncan's here. She'll join us with a deal of the week at 3:35, and what a deal it is. She takes us to Lake Tahoe for some great holiday activities that are free.
Free, my favorite word. Free is always good. So is fashion. At 3:50, we'll make you more fashionable when you travel by introducing you to bag swag.
Swag for your bag. Freebies at Lake Tahoe and Twitters. We've got it all today on The Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks out on Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Hello, my friends. This is The Travel Guys on KFBK. So nice to have you tuned in. Thanks for joining us. I'm Tom Romano, Mark Hoffman to my left, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Gosh, what a beautiful day, coming off of a little bit of rain towards the end of the week and maybe some more rain next week.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Mark, I know you've been on the road here and there. Did you get a chance to experience any rain anywhere you went lately?
No, I was mostly around town this week in Sacramento. I got out to see Jersey Boys on Thursday night.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about that.
Mr. Clayton took me. We went to Luis's Junior's, which is, you remember Luis's Mexican food down on Alhambra Boulevard?
Oh, absolutely.
For many years. Well, now Luis's is closed, but Luis Junior's with the same good food is tucked under the freeway right next to Round Table Pizza there in a little spot. So that's
no
where we
kidding.
Went to dinner.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
And the food is just, it's just like Luis's. Used to be years ago. I mean, it's the best Mexican food in town. And if you, I mean, really and truly, it's still just as good as it ever used to be, reasonably priced. So
Luis's Junior.
Luis's Junior, yeah.
And how about the Jersey Boys?
Well, the Jersey Boys, let me just tell you, you know, our guy Nick Massey, that we interviewed, the man who played one of the Jersey Boys, Keith. And he was great on stage. It's a great show. The only comment I would make is the acoustics, good Lord, if they would just demolish that building. But, Tom, it's a great show. It's a great story. These guys, you can't take your six-year-old to this because it's street language. You know, these guys are growing up in Jersey, and they talk like they were talked when they grew up in Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of F-bombs and there are some hyphenated words and things like that. So, but it doesn't really detract. It adds, I think, to the atmosphere and to the setting and the scene. And the guy who plays Frankie Valli is just, he has a voice that won't quit. It's a great, great show. These guys were not choir boys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they got into a lot of trouble. At one point, they owed $500,000 in taxes and $150,000 to the mob. And so they had their issues and their problems. It really is a very fascinating story. And I just really recommend to folks, the theater was about 3/4 full on Thursday night. So if you haven't been yet, there's one more week left in the run. And if you've never seen Jersey Boys and you like the music of the Four Seasons, why then it just is criminal not to go.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm going to see if I can round me up some tickets somewhere along the line and see it before it's gone. Do you think there's still some available?
Oh, yeah. I'm certain there are tickets available. Probably the weekends are a little tougher than the weekdays themselves, but it's a good show. It's really well done. The sound in that building is just not as good as it could be. The quality of the acting was just outstanding. I mean, it was just really professional Broadway quality stuff. And I just felt bad for them because at a couple points there were just sound mixes and stuff that were kind of tough. But anyways, it was a wonderful show, and I highly recommend, if you haven't gotten tickets to go out and see the Jersey Boys, that you do it before it leaves town, because otherwise you'll have to go to New York City or someplace else to see it. So it's right in your backyard right now.
Are you ready, Mark?
I'm ready for the travel news.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, as we always do at the start end of the Travel Guys, we bring you the travel news. Mark, what do you got for us?
All right, here's a few things that you may or may not have heard about or noticed in the news this week that relate to travel. United Airlines has an interesting idea. If your New Year's resolutions include getting back into tip-top physical shape, you can earn 2,000 United Mileage Plus bonus miles by joining one of 10,000 U.S. fitness centers in the Mileage Plus Fitness Network.
Interesting.
Sounds pretty good, Tom. Participating gyms include such names as Bally 24-Hour Fitness, which is here in Sacramento, mm-hmm. Curves, and Anytime Fitness. Heck, I think we have at least three of those here locally. So if you're looking at buying a gym membership for the new year, you've decided to shed a few pounds or get trimmed up a little bit, why, you can pick up a few bonus miles. We mentioned in the headlines that cruise ships are working on the Wi-Fi situation. This has always been a problem. The Wi-Fi on cruise ships is overpriced and generally not of very good quality. But Carnival ships, they have announced, will have expanded Wi-Fi capability. This is a note comes from our buddy Ed Perkins. And Ed says that the new service will be up to 10 times faster than the current standard, comparable to the Wi-Fi speed at your average Starbucks. The service will consist of a combination of land-based Wi-Fi in port and satellite-based Wi-Fi at sea. Carnival hasn't announced how much it will charge for the expanded service, but right now on cruise ships, one program that Carnival has is $39.95 for their cheapest connection and $99.95 if you really want to actually send a message to somebody. $100 for Wi-Fi in a cruise ship, that seems a little steep to me, doesn't it to you?
It does. You know what, though? I'm just confused about this whole thing. I thought going on a cruise and all of that was an opportunity for you to get away from all of that. I mean, when is that going to all come to an end? The only people that I think are really, really should be interested in some good Wi-Fi and solid connections are those doing radio broadcasts from a cruise ship. Everybody else needs to leave that stuff at home. That's my opinion.
We mentioned that's just one man's opinion.
There you go.
Some bonus points we mentioned from United for joining a gym. If you're a Southwest flyer, you can get some bonus points for shopping at their mileage malls. So through November the 23rd, that's today. So for the rest of the day, if you're a member of Southwest Rapid Reward Program, you can log on to their site, and after you spend between $175 and $700, you will earn between 300 and 1,200 bonus points on Southwest.
Nice.
So everybody's trying to get your holiday shopping dollars out there. Pay attention, folks. If they're going to get your dollars, you might as well get something for it.
And after our interview the other day with our friend who lost his Apple laptop stolen out of his car when he left the Apple store.
Chris Elliott.
And went to the grocery store. Shopping online at the Southwest Mall may be the safest place to go.
And you get points too. Another hotel chain has joined Marriott in tightening up their cancellation policy. Hilton is going to start penalizing same-day cancellations, which is the same thing that Marriott announced a couple of weeks ago. Starting on January the 1st next year, Hilton will no longer allow same-day penalty-free cancellations. Travelers must cancel their bookings by 11:59 on the day prior to their scheduled arrival, or they will be charged for the first night, which, Tom, of course, brings up the question we asked a couple weeks ago when the Marriott thing came out. What mm-hmm. about people who have acts of God? You know, the airline cancels a flight. There's right. things like that. But as we mentioned, if you're going to plead that case with a hotel, you're going to call them and tell them your flight was canceled and you can't make it, you better be telling the truth. You best have the flight number, and because the hotel people can very easily pull that up and check it. And so be on the up and up, and maybe you can still get a little bit of leverage there. But the bottom line is that starting next year, you're going to need to think about canceling your hotel room at least a day or two ahead of time, or you are going to get charged. And Thomas, that is the travel news for today.
And there we go, folks. We are the Travel Guys on KFBK. Got a great show for you today. Oh, by the way, Mark, got a quick story for you, and I think our listeners can learn something from this before we wrap up this segment. Recently, I had a daughter visit to town for a wedding and sent her back to San Antonio. She needed to get back, her husband particularly, for a job situation on a Monday. The flight to get them out of Sacramento on Southwest was going to go through Phoenix, and the flight was delayed to the point where they were going to miss their connection. which and their, that was their connection was the last flight back to San Antonio. So in the process, they went to the airlines and they, you know, you can't do this on the phone. You got to go to the counter. So they go to the counter. So if you're ever in one of these situations, you go to the counter. And what they did was they put her on a one way to Vegas, and then they got her on a one way out of Vegas to San Antonio. And the other point I want to make is that my daughter does not like to fly that much, and is particularly if you're stuck in the back of the plane. So she was going to be stuck in the back of the plane as a result of not being getting on her regular flight. And so when she flew from Sacramento to Vegas in the back of the plane, it was pretty stressful. So when they got to Vegas, her husband went to the counter and said, look, my wife is... you know, this is struggling. This is very difficult for her. Is there anything you can do? And they moved him up to the front of the plane. So if you have a condition, you have a situation where being stuck in the back of the plane is, you know, emotionally, physically stressful for you, if it's something that, you know, you don't want to have to deal with, and particularly if you're being changed out, you did have an A and now you're in a C, talk to them and they'll help you out.
You know, that's the folks at Southwest. Every once in a while, reasonable and fair sneaks into the mix. And
for
so
heaven's sake.
I congratulate them for that. Good story, Thomas.
Well, okay. More to come. Thanks for joining us. We are the Travel Guys. Going to move into the break with one of Mark's favorite bands and favorite songs.
News Radio KFBK.
Welcome, we are the Travel
Guys.
Okay, Mark Hoffman to my left. I'm Tom Romano. We're brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. You know, a lot of folks think that social media and social networking and so forth is kind of like, you know, just fun and games and for the young and whatever. And hey, how many benefits except for, you know, finding out where people are and what they're doing? Well, there's a lot of super, super benefits to it. And our special guest today is going to explain. Mark?
Caroline Costello is joining us, Tom. She is with, she's on the staff at smartertravel.com. She works with our good friend Ed Perkins, who also appears on the program from time to time, and we've had other guests from their staff, because really and truly, if you're looking for a website for just the average everyday traveler that's going to consistently give you good, solid information, smartertravel.com is by far the best one that I've found. They're not always trying to sell you something, and they've got good, solid information there. They keep you updated on when sales are going on and stuff like that. So that is one that you really should make a regular visit to. And if you go on their site, well, you can subscribe to and get their updates all the time. Caroline, thank you for joining us on the Travel Guys today.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Caroline, you wrote a wonderful column recently, 7 Special Perks for Social Savvy Travelers. And as Tom was saying, you know, not everybody is into playing the social media game, but an increasing number of people are, particularly younger folks, and a lot of them are listeners to this program, and I thought it would be awesome to share with them some of these special perks that you have dug up here so that they would be just a little bit smarter of travelers the next time they go out on the road.
Great. Yes, this is a trend that we've seen a lot of recently. Travel providers are luring travelers who are active in social media by offering special perks, discounts, and freebies, both ongoing promotions and limited-time deals for travelers.
Because I guess what they're saying by this is that some travelers, by virtue of the fact that they have extensive friend lists and, you know, what their income might be and different things like that, are more valuable.
Tweets and Facebook posts are actually kind of currency, because when a traveler is talking about a brand on social media, they're giving that brand free PR. So I think a lot of travel providers are tapping into that.
So on your list here, let's kind of run down them. The first one is Hotelide.
Yes, it's Hotelide. It's spelled Hotelied, and it's a new hotel booking website. And the premise behind this site is you log on and you link up your social media accounts. And if you have a good, heavy following, Hotelide will offer you a special deal on hotels. They will offer you a list of curated deals based on how many people are following you on social media.
Wow.
So clearly, you know, folks, if they've thought that things like Twitter and Facebook and all of that was just fun and games, it's actually dollars and cents.
It is. It actually has some real currency.
You let us tap into your list, and we'll give you a deal.
Exactly.
Next on Caroline's list here is the Instagram Hotel.
Okay, so there's actually a hotel known as the Instagram Hotel. It's in Sydney. That's not its name. Its name is the 1888 Hotel, and they offer a free night stay to guests who have more than 10,000 followers on Instagram.
Wow.
Good. So all you have to do is be able to document that, and they will allow you to stay in their hotel for free for a night.
Exactly. And guests who share pictures of the property on Instagram and use a special hashtag are also eligible to win a free night. So even if you don't have a ton of followers, you can still tap into this social media as currency model.
Tell me about Foursquare Freebies.
So Foursquare has been kind of a medium that travel providers have used to give special perks and discounts to people for a while now. We've seen airlines offering miles to miles or lounge passes to travelers who check into airports on Foursquare. We've seen hotels offering free parking, free Wi-Fi. But to use it, you have to have Foursquare, and you have to check it often because the deals are always limited time, and you have to keep an eye on it and look out for the deals to pop up in your feed.
Sounds a little bit like Southwest Airlines has this thing called Ding, where they have sales for an hour or two at a time, and if you don't, and it's not to everywhere on every day, but if you consistently look at it once in a while, you might pick up some kind of a deal. Our guest is Caroline Costello from SmarterTravel.com. We're talking about 7 special perks for social savvy travelers. If you're a social media person, these are some things, some deals that you can get on the road. We've been talking about some websites particularly. Now, next on Caroline's list here are some frequent guest programs. You've got Starwood's program as the first one on your list here.
Yep. Starwood's loyalty program offers points for enrolled travelers who link Facebook or Foursquare pages with their accounts. So even if you, again, don't have a lot of followers, you can still link up your account to the free program and you can earn points.
And just as a Starwood member, do be advised and look closely. Sometimes there are strings attached to some of these programs. So read the fine print.
That is correct. With Starwood, generally they have to be having a special promotion for you to get the points from the social media like. And it also has to be an eligible stay. So it's definitely a situation where you do want to keep an eye on the fine print.
There you go.
So Starwood is not the only one, Caroline, who has gotten into this game. Looks like Marriott has jumped on board also.
That is correct. Marriott has almost a quid pro quo situation here where there's actually a chart on the Marriott website. They tell you how many points you'll get for each social media interaction. For example, if you do a check-in on Facebook and you're a member of Marriott's rewards program, you can get 25 points just for that check-in.
Wow. And I'm guessing, though, that each time that you do this on Facebook, when they ask to have access to all of your list, of your friends list on Facebook, you have to give them that in order to be able to complete the task.
Oh, absolutely. You're offering up a little bit of your privacy when you're involving yourself in these promotions.
See, I'm kind of an old school guy, so to me, I kind of hesitate when I get into situations like that because I think, wow, they're going to bombard everybody I know
right
with all kinds of advertisements. But is that really the case?
They're not going to bombard everyone you know with advertisements, but they will often, especially when you're using Facebook. You will check off a button that will allow them to have access to your information and to your friends' information. So they will have access to information.
Wow.
On you.
That's pretty
big. That sends off an alarm to anybody probably over 50, but to most people under 35 or 40, it probably doesn't.
Yeah, it's all about your comfort level. If you're not comfortable with it, you don't have to do it. But it's very important to keep in mind that it's not free and you are giving up some privacy. And another thing to keep in mind is if you're checking into places on social media, whether it's Facebook or Foursquare, you want to keep an eye on your privacy settings because you don't want to advertise to the entire world that you're away from home and you're traveling and you're checking into a hotel.
Right.
Very, very, very wise. The next to the last one on your list, it has to do with the Kimpton Hotel Group, which is a smaller chain that some of our listeners might be familiar with because they do have a lot of properties on the West Coast, particularly they have several around Union Square in San Francisco. So really one of the premier boutique hotel chains in the country, I would say. Tell us about Kimpton Karma, Caroline.
So Kimpton Karma is a free program, so it doesn't cost you anything to join, and you do get free Wi-Fi and a $10 mini bar credit when you join. And if you are part of that program and you link your social media account and you talk about the brand on social media, Kimpton says that it might give you points. It doesn't promise points, but
it might earn points. You might earn some additional.
Or maybe they might send you might some not. Kind of little perk or, you know, Tom, they could, you know, somebody to walk the dog or, you know, something like that. All right, we have one more here. I really thought this is kind of, this is the coolest one on your list, Caroline. You've written tweets as tips when the bellhop is a robot.
There is a robotic bellhop at the Loft Cupertino Hotel in Silicon Valley.
Not too far from us here.
So if this robot brings you something to your room, a toothbrush or soap or something that you need brought to you, instead of tipping as you would with a human, you can tweet through a screen on his face, and that is the equivalent of a tip.
So
you're literally using your social media post as money in this case.
Ooh, I like that one. The Aloft. Thomas, I think that almost calls for a visit to the Aloft Hotel in Cupertino just to experience the robot. Caroline, any other, since you've written the column, anything else that's come to your attention or anything else that you'd like to share with our Travel Guys listeners?
I would just advise travelers to follow destinations, tourism boards, hotels, any travel providers that you love. Follow them on social media and keep an eye out because providers are always putting up deals on social media and taking them down rather quickly. And so you can take advantage of a lot of money-saving offers that way.
It kind of sort of sounds like if you're really savvy, and to steal a part of your title here, if you really are a social media savvy traveler that and you worked at it a lot, you might be able to pile up some pretty reasonable point totals here.
Absolutely.
You know, what we have here is the new coupon book of the new century here.
It absolutely is. This is just the beginning of the wave. Caroline, thank you for a terrific column and some great information and for being our guest today. Again, Caroline Costello is our guest. She writes for smartertravel.com, really one of the best travel websites out there. You can go to travelguysradio.com, and we have a link to her article here if you would like to read it yourself with all of those special trips for getting points and miles and stuff by being a social media fiend. But Caroline, this is just really terrific. I hope you'll join us again. I'll keep watching for something really cool, and we'll have you on again sometime.
Thank you for having me.
We are the Travel Guys, tweeting our way to you with more travel information to make you a smarter traveler. Thanks for joining us. More to come here on News Radio KFBK. Travel Guys and Entertainment Show continues here on KFBK. I'm Tom Romano, along with Mark Hoffman, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. It's time to bring on one of our semi-regular guests, Gwen Duncan, from Cordially Yours Travel. Is that right, Gwen?
Yes, it is.
And
thank you.
It's time for our deal of the week. And Mark?
It definitely is. How do you like being described as occasionally regular?
That's funny, Mark.
It's better than irregular. No.
Exactly.
Nice call.
Exactly. Gwen, welcome back to the Travel Guys. I know you've been digging around for some holiday kind of stuff for our folks, and we were looking for, you know, things that might not cost a whole lot of money, and you found some good things up in the Lake Tahoe area. Tell us about them.
Yes, I did. Lake Tahoe, Heavenly Village is having quite a bit starting on December the 17th through January the 3rd. The three good things about it is that it's free, it's close, and there will be snow. So I think that makes for a pretty good family outing. They've got activities they've got up there are mostly free. They've got a Santa's workshop. There's a snow globe that you go into to talk to Santa. I could go into more, but that's going to be on my website. They have an ice spectacular where they're going to have some of the local talented skaters who are going to be skating. That's going to go over a 12-day period, December 17th to the 29th. Then ice sculpturing. They're going to have that at Heavenly Valley Village, and they're going to have activities you can participate in, too. They're supposed to be what they call an ice wonderland.
Now,
and
Gwen, let me interrupt you here. You're talking about Heavenly Valley now. Are you talking about things that you can participate down at the base of the mountain, or do you have to go up on top of the mountain to do
this?
So this
is in the village.
Oh, in the village. Okay.
In the village. Now, outside of the village, there's another activity that does cost, and it's the Snow Globe Music Festival. And that's going to run for about 3 nights, December the 29th to the 31st. I didn't get a cost for that. I did contact them to find out, and I didn't get the cost for that. But some guy named Snoop Dogg is going to be here.
Some guy named Snoop Dogg. Okay.
Whoever that is. No.
Yeah. No, nobody important.
Nobody important. Yeah. Nobody's ever heard. It's some Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. Ones too, but I'm not familiar with the names of those. But lots going on up there. And what's nice is that it's free. There's going to be, of course, Christmas caroling, a lot of Santa activities and stuff. And I think it's a great idea to go up and play in the snow. Lodging will be pretty hard to find if you don't start booking right away.
You could make a day trip out of it if the weather was nice. You could go up in the morning and do some
That's
of these
right.
activities and come back. You wouldn't even have to have a hotel, hypothetically.
That's right. And the lead lady who does the media stuff contacted me this morning, a Sally from the Heavenly Village. And she also sent me a bunch of tips of other things that are going on up there besides the things that I've just mentioned.
So if and your website again is, there's a link on the Travel Guys Radio.
Yes.
and
then
website.
You could go to www.gocytravel.com.
Okay, and you'll have all these fun, free, and sort of free things listed for folks there?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's really cool.
Yeah, that is some deal of the day.
Yeah, well, you know, things
free.
Don't have
How
to...
How much better can it get?
You got that right.
Exactly. Things don't have to cost a lot of money. Now, Gwen, let's shift gears here just for a minute. We have a couple minutes here, and I've created a little bit of a stir here in the last week or so by releasing Mark's 5 friendly rules for airline travel.
They're really not
complicated. And you sent me a couple of lists of your own, but you know, I'm kind of fond of mine, and it's real easy to go down. I'll run down it here real quickly for you. Rule number one is take a bath.
Take a bath.
Before heading to the airport, take a bath. Rule number two, brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Rule number three, put on reasonably clean clothes.
Clean clothes reasonably.
Reasonably. Don't have to be completely clean. As long as they pass the sniff test, you're okay. Guys will know what I'm talking about. Cover body parts with those reasonably clean clothes not normally seen by children in public.
Now, my wife asked about that one, Mark, because I told her about your 5, and she says, does that refer to guys or mostly girls?
It refers to guys and girls.
Okay. We won't go any further than that.
Just say no to crack is the one thing that I can, you know, kind of throw in there. The people who like to wear sweatpants and stuff like that on the airplane, just make sure everything is covered up that people shouldn't be looking at. And don't put your – number 5 is once you get on the airplane, the one golden rule is don't put your feet on the furniture. So you can
list.
These are reasonably easy things. And Gwen, you commented, it sounds like these seem appropriate for the people who may be seated next to you. And all I have to say to that is absolutely. This is about the people who are seated next to me and around me and the row in front of me and the row in back of me. Now, you have a wonderful list here that probably doesn't provide quite as much humor, but you have some things here on your happy flying period list about go prepared with a pillow and a blanket.
Yeah.
Because you don't, even if the airline had one, you wouldn't want it.
That's right.
So I like your purchase and use sound canceling devices. Do you, do you do that?
I have to. It drives me nuts to hear all the noise in a plane. But I can also use them for the entertainment stuff, so I don't have to buy the earphones from them.
So you have, like, the Bose headset?
Mine was from one of the – it's an off-brand, but yeah.
They
get them in different sizes, and now they've gone down considerably. They used to be $300. Now they're under $100.
She's got the Dr. Dregs Beat box headphones. I think.
Well, she has Snoop Dogg real close.
Snoop Dogg, yeah.
Yeah.
Broadstone or Brookstone or Brooks? one of those places.
Brookstone.
Right.
Yeah, something like that. But anyway, one of the suggestions that I had that I think was pretty important if you're wanting to have a happy trip is it's real important in checking in your seat assignments. And I'm highly recommending, if you haven't mentioned it before, is Seat Guru.
I think we've somewhere in the past there. One of our frequent flyer guys probably made reference to that, but that is an excellent idea. SeatGuru.com.
What's
that? Yeah, it tells you if there's electric near you, or if your seat even reclines. It tells you also the size of the seat, if it's narrower than most of the others. Because some of the seats in the same class are better or worse than others. So,
Tom, have you ever gotten on a plane and flown, 6 or 8 hours in a seat that didn't recline at all? Although that may be the thing of the future.
Well, I did. It wasn't that long, but on my last trip from L.A. to Sacramento, it was extremely full, and we failed to pay attention to the travel guys and get our boarding pass early
ahead of time. How did you ever put up with that 55 minutes of grueling travel from Los Angeles?
I know it was horrible, but I did think about the fact that we were literally the last seat in the plane, which does not recline, and I thought to myself, had I made that mistake coming back from New York or whatever, that it would have been brutal.
That would have been a serious mistake.
Just to throw in this, Allegiant Airlines, none of their seats recline. And so keep that in mind.
Yes. Well, and the good thing about that is that, you don't have fist fights breaking out on the airplane. Gwen, you had a couple of good comments here about children, folks who are flying with children. Heather from Mommy Points, who comes on with us every once in a while, and because she's always traveling with the kids. But I thought your thing here of prepare for the journey of flying with kids, like packing for a camping trip.
Yes, because
essentials for entertainment, snacks, games, etc. And I was thinking, that's almost a good approach for the kids, is kind of like, approach it like a camping trip.
Yeah, you have to. You have to make it as enjoyable and keep them occupied,
Keep them with fluids. Three or four rows away from me, also, on the airplane.
Noise canceling.
Children are wonderful. I recommend drugging them before you. No, I don't. I would never.
No, but
never,
you know what? There are some issues with. I have my little pet peeves I put on the bottom. I don't like it when people have their shoes off and their feet stink.
Uh-huh.
I don't like them
back
hogging
to referring,
the armrest.
Back to Mark's rule number 5. Don't put your feet on the furniture.
I don't like them hogging the armrests. And if they're going to get up all the time, they might as well sit in an aisle seat.
Now, Gwen, let me just ask you, do you believe the person in the middle should be entitled to two on armrest on each side?
No.
Boy, I'll tell you right away, too.
No.
She fired that off, Tom.
So what's the armrest rule? If you're in nearest the window, you get the left. If you're in the middle, you get the left. Everybody goes left
the
or
guy
right
in the middle
away.
Is supposed to get two, but not be hoggish.
Oh, everybody's got two.
people on the outside get one. The person in the middle seat, they got the middle seat, so they're supposed to get two, but within reason. They get to stake out their territory first, and then you work around them. That's kind
you
of
You mean
my
like first come, first serve?
Well, no, the person in the middle, even if they're last, should get the good stuff. Gwen, we got to go. We're up against the clock here. Gwen Duncan from Cordially Yours Travel has stopped by to tell us about some cool stuff to do up at Lake Tahoe for the holidays, and then we've just been babbling on about things that should or should not do on an airplane. But, I go back to the old take a bath and brush your teeth thing.
I liked your list.
Well, it's a basic list, and you'd think that most people would have the common sense to do those things before they went out in public, but many do not, I assure you. Yes.
Well, thank you. Have a great weekend.
All righty. You can go to travelguysradio.com and find out all the stuff that we've been talking about with Gwen. There's a link there to Cordially Yours Travel, or you can just dial her up on the web at gocytravel.com. Thank you, Gwen. Talk to you in a couple weeks.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Thomas, coming up after the break, we're going to out in the middle of the ocean to talk to a lady with style when it comes to luggage. We're going to go bag swagging.
Bag swag, that's next here on the Travel Guys on KFBK.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops.
Always here to make you a smarter and more fashionable traveler, I might say. We are the Travel Guys, Mark Hoffman with Sports Leisure Vacations, underwriting this program, I might add. And I'm Tom Romano. Mark, we're going to just help people look better when they travel, aren't we?
Absolutely. When those bags come out of the under the luggage carousel, you know, they all look pretty much the same. Wouldn't you like to have the bag that really stood out, the bag that made people go, "Ooh, wow, I wonder whose bag that is."
Yeah, I can tell you I have been in that situation where just the opposite. My bag comes out and I go, "Oh my God, I hope nobody sees me pick this up off the off the turntable there. I'm going to be so embarrassed. I'll wait till everyone leaves and then I'll go for it."
We have on the Travel Guys joining us is Patricia Holmberg. And Patricia is the head honcho and chief bottle washer at a place called Bag Swag. Hi, Patricia.
Hi.
Welcome to the Travel Guys.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, you live out, I can tell by your area code that you're out in the middle of the ocean.
I am. I'm in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Well, that's tough place to have a business, huh? Well, especially if it's mail order, you're okay there, huh?
Listen, Tom, people do business in Hawaii. A couple weeks ago, I had to go to Hana on business.
Oh,
and yeah, exactly. And that's the same reaction I got from all of my staff, too. You know, the worst thing about going to Hawaii on business is when you can only be there for a couple of days and you have to turn around and come home.
Sure.
And when it's 90 degrees and the wind isn't blowing. Anyway, Patricia, you have this wonderful product that I thought might be of interest to our travelers. Bag Swag has to do with luggage covers and luggage straps. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Okay, Bag Swag, they are luggage covers and luggage straps that the luggage covers completely cover your suitcase. We have a large size that's for your checked bag, and we have a medium size that's for your carry-on bag. And the luggage straps are one size. They'll fit any size luggage. And they're great for easy identification. The second your bag hits the baggage claim carousel, you're going to see your bag and identify it. Nobody else is going to mistake it. No one can take anything out or put anything in to your bag. So having a cover on your bag is another form of safety and security
now
for your bag.
And it looks like, Patricia, just for sound effects there, it sounds like you're at the airport. When I look at your website here, it tells me that your bag covers and straps are TSA compliant. So that's kind of important if you're going to put something around the outside of your suitcase and send it off through security, that it's something that they will be able to access.
Right, yeah. TSA compliant means that you're allowed to take it into an airport and that you're allowed to take it through the security. And so the TSA doesn't have any trouble. If they do need to get into your bag, they are able to get into your bag and then put the cover back on.
Yeah, it looks like basically these just slip over your existing luggage. And is it one size fits all? How's that work?
No. Well, for the strap, it is one size fits all. For the covers, they come in two sizes. There's it's a large one, and that's for your checked bag. And the medium will fit your carry-on bag.
If you'd like to see the Bag Swag covers, you can go to TravelGuysRadio.com, and we've got some pictures on there of the Bag Swag covers, and you can follow along with us right on the radio.
And because the fabric is a four-way stretch Lycra spandex material, I only need to make two sizes because basically it'll fit almost all bags in those two ranges.
Well, look at there, Mark. You can get maybe a particular style that will fit those spandex pants that you're wearing.
You're terrible. I don't have spandex pants. These are real modestly priced, between $20 and $30, depending on whether it's a strap or it's an entire cover. The magic of these is that there's a drawstring that pulls them together at the top, Tom. That's how it becomes a little easier to slip on and slip off. So if you had a suitcase, wasn't looking too good, you want to look a little better, you didn't want to pay $200 for a new suitcase.
I have that.
Bingo, Bag Swag, and you're all brand new again. I think this is a really cool idea. Patricia, how'd you get into this?
Well, speaking of bathing suits, that's what made me think of it. I was on a long flight from Honolulu to New York City. It was about a 12-hour flight, and when I got off the flight and got to the baggage claim, I was so bleary-eyed, and I was had such a hard time identifying my bag. And I thought, there has to be a better way. I got back home to Honolulu and was putting on a one-piece bathing suit, and it kind of just clicked.
Uh-huh.
If I had something like that could go over the luggage.
Now, honestly, did you just for a moment, did you take your suit and go over and just kind of try to see how that would look?
I absolutely did.
Yeah.
I did, and I was like, that's how to do it.
Perfect.
Oh, goodness. Our guest is Patricia Holmberg. She is with Bag Swag. If you think that having your suitcase look just a little bit better than the person next to you, especially if you're headed for the islands, if you're going to Hawaii anyway, what a wonderful Christmas gift this would make. If you go to travelguysradio.com, you will see the link to Bag Swag, and you can go there and shop all you want. Patricia, thanks for joining us on the Travel Guys today.
Thank you guys so much. Aloha.
And aloha to you too, Patricia. I love saying those words. We are the Travel Guys on KFBK, and, well, it's that time of the program where we announce our travel, sports leisure traveler of the week. We owe him a couple because Mark, those that were listening to us last week knew that Mark lost the listener somewhere in the the studio.
And then you found it. The moment we were off the air and started to pick up our stuff and leave the broadcast studio, you found the winner's name. Well, anyways, we have two sports leisure travelers who are winners this week. This is the way this works. You travel with Sports Leisure Vacations on a trip. You fill out a little entry form. If we call your name on the radio, you win a $50 travel certificate automatically. If you're listening and you call our office and tell us that you heard your name on the radio Monday or Tuesday, we will double it to $100. So last week's winner, if I hadn't lost it, would have been Judy Corderman. Judy Corderman, Corderman. Judy was with us on the trip to the Copper Canyon in Mexico. Just got back on the 5th of November. And our second winner is Ken Juneman, Juneman. Ken was with his wife on the trip to La Jolla that just got back a few days ago. So Judy Corderman and Ken Juneman, you are our Travel Guys winners for the week. Call the Sports Leisure office Monday or Tuesday, and your $50 travel card will be doubled to $100. And if you know one of those two people, make sure you tell them that you heard their name on the radio. But don't wait until Wednesday to tell them, huh?
Call that number. What's that number again?
Call that number. It's Sports Leisure Vacations at 361-TOUR. That's 361-TOUR or 8687 for those of you with cell phones.
Okay, we're getting sort of towards the end of the program here, Mark. What else you got for our travelers today?
Well, let's see here, Thomas. You know, we've talked a lot about businesses getting excited about people writing bad reviews about them online, Yelp or TripAdvisor, things like that, and what businesses are trying to do and how they're trying to insert these clauses into contracts and fine print that you sign that basically say you won't say anything bad about them on the internet, and if you do, you will pay a huge fine. Well, in California now, businesses can't do that anymore because the Right to Yelp bill has been passed, which makes it illegal for businesses to prohibit or fine customers from writing negative online reviews.
I thought there was already a bill. It was called the Right to Free Speech or something along that line?
Different states have attacked this in different ways, but the new state law, which is here in California, Assemblyman John Perez is the guy who introduced it, and he's looking for sponsors for folks that this can become a national, you know, things start in California and then become national. That's how things go across the country generally. They start on the coast and go one way or the other. Mm-hmm. But this was about a Utah couple who, in essence, who went to a place in Hudson Valley, New York. They didn't realize that by posting something on Facebook or Yelp or something like that, why they could be fined by the guest house. So if it's in California, you are free to post whatever you want. Now, know that when you post something online, if you post something that is not true, that is not accurate, mm-hmm. and you can't back it up, why then, you know, you could be subject to some legal things. So you can't just, it's not fair game. People think that, Tom, that they can just write things online and just walk away from it, you know, just put up anything they want. And that's really not true.
Yeah, it's that defamation of character rule, you know.
Exactly.
You got to be able to substantiate your complaint.
If you're going to trash somebody online, there's two ways suggested to do it. One is if you're going to try to be, quote, factual, then you best take some pictures and have some evidence to back up your facts. Otherwise, you should just clearly state at the beginning of your post that this is your opinion.
Right.
And then if you state it as your opinion – then it's a little bit more difficult for folks to come back on you. But it's a wonderful part of our new economy, this whole thing of rating people and stuff. You can put whatever value in it to, that you want, and maybe someday we'll do a longer segment on it. But at least in California, you are free to do whatever you like. So, Thomas, looks like we're just about up against the clock here. Next week, we have one heck of a good program for our listeners. We have got a brand new TV show to talk about. That's
American Travelers. Yep.
A holiday update from our airport out at Sacramento International again. And we're going to go up to Milwaukee. I found a gal up there. You know how much we like food tours on this show. And I found a gal who has a show called the Deer Hunter Widow Weekend Tour.
You can't you think about that for a while. You might be able to figure it out if you write it down. But
yeah,
you're going to enjoy this.
The Deer Hunter Widow Weekend Tour. And of course, it's in Wisconsin because it has to be in one of those northern states where everybody takes off and goes deer hunting and the ladies are left at home to go to the mall.
Well, you gave it away.
To do something else. Well,
there you go. That's next week on the Travel Guys. In the meantime, be sure to visit travelguysradio.com. You can see all of the stuff that we did today, going to do next week, and you can also find podcasts of our previous shows. Mark, you have yourself a great weekend, okay?
Thank you, Tom. See you next Sunday.
All right, my friends. Thanks so much for tuning in. You stay well, and we'll see you next time, 3 o'clock on The Travel Guys.